I'm John Batchelor. Larry Kudlow of Kudlow Reports at CNBC and Kudlow Radio is with me. Politics, a lot of politics. Budget is politics. But there was a significant announcement in these last hours from a man who is extremely popular in a critical state. I'm talking about Virginia and the announcement by Tim Kaine that he is running for the Senate seat, the open Senate seat, with the bowing out of Mr. Webb. That is a premier Senate race for the year 2012. The president wants to win Virginia, and he wants Mr. Kaine to win it for him. David Drucker, who reports on the Senate for Roll Call, joins Larry and myself right now. David, a very good evening to you. You expected Kaine. You got him. Did you see anything unusual today in the announcement?
No, not really. I would tell you that Republicans are quite optimistic because they feel that the Tim Kaine that was so popular as governor that was sort of in Mark Warner's image, and Mark Warner was a very popular Democratic governor who's now a senator. They feel that Tim Kaine no longer exists. This Tim Kaine has been the chairman of the Democratic National Committee, has pushed for every Obama priority, every liberal Obama priority, and so his moderate Virginia credentials, they feel, are now superseded by a long shot, by what he's done as DNC chairman. And so they would have preferred, I suppose, that he did not run. But I talked to some Republicans today, and they really didn't blink an eye about the thing.
David, I think you hit the nail on the head. I mean, George Allen, who's going to run against him, I guess, will blame, tie him to all the Obama policies. It's a different Tim Kaine, if there ever was a different Tim Kaine. He's lost the credentials. I mean, I think you're exactly right. And Virginia went to the right in the last election.
That's correct. I mean, we should point out that Tim Kaine is probably the only Democrat who has a shot at winning in 2012, unless the politics were to completely reverse and turn on their head, I guess, as they did last cycle for the Republicans. But having said that, it's been a few years since he was governor. I'm sure he'll try to revive all of that. And clearly, Virginia gained since the last census, and Northern Virginia is going to be a great, vote-getting ground for him to a large degree. But it's not the kind of race that it might have been for him. And if Obama is not popular come 2012 and carrying Virginia again, then Tim Kaine, I don't know that he can get it done.
I mean, I always go back to the Bob McDonnell race in November of 2009 for governor, when he win by 15 points? And the White House, which came in there barnstorming, right, with Obama, eventually just pulled out of the race. And I just don't see how Kaine is a guy that's going to turn that around against George Allen.
Well, I don't think that Tim Kaine can carry the state on his own in a presidential election. But I do think that it is possible that if Obama is winning Virginia again, that could mean that Tim Kaine is winning Virginia again, as winning Virginia for the Democrats as well. And I point out, if George Allen is the nominee, George Allen is going to have to overcome some handicaps of his own, from the way his last campaign went to his record as a Republican under the previous Republican majority. I often am skeptical when somebody who loses runs again. But on the other hand, Larry, I'll agree with you in that the bottom line here is Tim Kaine is not the Tim Kaine that was governor. This is DNC Chairman Tim Kaine, and that's a tougher climb for him.
David, did you find it significant that in the announcement today, there's a video up, there was no mention of the president, no picture with the president, despite all of the successes of these last 2 years, according to the White House?
Well, I do find it significant because Obama right now is not necessarily the most popular guy in Virginia, and he wasn't in the midterm elections of 2010. He didn't help the Democratic gubernatorial nominee, as Larry pointed out, back in 2009. And Tim Kaine, really, if he's going to win, in a sense, the way Democrats have been successful in Virginia is to run against Washington. And in fact, usually the party that is successful in Virginia, this goes both ways, is the party that can run against Washington. That was Mark Warner and Tim Kaine some years back when Bush and the Republicans were in control. And that was Bob McDonnell and then Republican congressional candidates in November 2010 with Democrats in control. And so he's really got to set himself apart here.
What do we hear from the Tea Partiers in Virginia, David?
Well, I don't know that the Tea Partiers are that thrilled with George Allen. It just depends on, one, do you get a formidable candidate from the Tea Party, and do you get one or do you get many? If you get one and they really take off, then George Allen could have some real trouble. If you get many, they split the vote, and maybe George Allen sneaks in. I'll tell you this, after watching the way the primaries went in the last election cycle, I'm not sold that anybody at this point in time, if the nominee is on their way to victory, because I saw plenty of high-profile, top-tier candidates fall on their face in the last month of the campaign. I think we really need to see where the politics are next year, and especially in the final 6 weeks of any primary campaign.
David, quickly, because of the messaging unit from Chuck Schumer today, radical, extreme, Paul Ryan, going to end health care, everybody's going to die. Was that the message?
Yep, puppies, children, they're all done for.
Yeah, yeah. He's your guy. Chuck Schumer's your guy, Larry.
I love him. I love him to death because that old demagoguery, I'm telling you, it doesn't work anymore. It's a whole different ball game now.
Oh, but the puppies, Larry.
I
didn't know about the puppies. David, I didn't know they were killing puppies off.
Yeah, little ones, too, and they're cute.
Yeah. So everybody is on board with Chuck Schumer's messaging unit. They're all robotic on the Senate, despite the fact that they have the majority, David. This is the majority accusing Paul Ryan of being an extremist.
The Senate, the House, and all the interest groups, they're ending Medicare. I mean, they took it a step further. It's not that they're going to gut Medicare. They're going to end Medicare. It's not that they're going to, you know, put old people in the streets. They're going to take away their food. I think Nancy Pelosi actually said seniors won't be able to get meals.
Right. Hey, David, is there going to be a shutdown or not?
I'm 50-50. I was 80-20 for a shutdown over the weekend. I think this Paul Ryan budget might actually help Boehner make a deal because some of these guys might want to get on to debating trillions rather than a few billion.
Right. That's a great
point. Help, it might not, but I'm still at 50-50.
Yeah, because 50-50 is high. I mean, I wouldn't have thought we'd be near a shutdown, but the thing has sort of turned downward in the last 48 hours. Now they're talking about a one-week extension. Does that have any currency?
Obama said he doesn't like it. Reid said it would be DOA in the Senate. So I don't really know if it works. I think it's Boehner trying to say, look, we're doing everything we can. If it does shut down, it's their fault. But Reid and Boehner are still talking. They're meeting one-on-one. I think they're meeting with the president again tomorrow. So it's not over. Sometimes these things look dead, and then at the very last minute, they strike a deal.
David Drucker announcing the death of puppies, thanks to Paul Ryan. Larry Kudlow of Kudlow Reports and Kudlow Radio. I'm John Batchelor.